If all the airline mergers go through, people who fly a lot along the East Coast will say goodbye to U.S. Airways, consigning it to the same neuron reserved for deceased airlines where we store the names Eastern, Braniff, National, New York Air, People Express, and a host of other brands. For some of these, an old ad campaign is still memorable, or an innovative snack, or an especially infuriating exchange with an airline employee. But with the rare exception of, say, Southwest Air, most airlines seem to be remarkably like most airlines, at least to the passengers. David Stempler is president of the Air Travelers Association. Mr. Stempler, is there much variety in corporate culture among airlines?
You know, there really isn't, and amongst the major airlines, you generally don't see much of a difference. I remember meeting once with a senior executive airline of one of the major airlines, and complimenting on how good his service was, and he surprised me by answering that, yes, he was very pleased that our members liked his service, but the other guy's service wasn't so bad that it made people change which airlines they would use. So they even realize that there's not much of a difference in terms of the service compartment and service performance of these airlines.
Was there ever a time early in commercial flight when airlines were very different one from the other and pitched their services very, very differently?
Well, during the age of the Civil Aeronautics Board, when airlines really couldn't compete much on price, what they did was on their amenities, and they had bigger steaks or more liquor and champagne. I remember at one point Continental Airlines had stand-up bars in some of their jumbo jets. But those days are pretty much gone. It's like the long gray line of airlines now.
But on the other hand, there are examples, such as Southwest Airlines. There is a different concept of how you treat the passenger.
Well, they are the iconoclasts of the business, and they pride themselves on how different they are. Not only from the way that you're treated in your terms of reservations, but once you get on board the airplane, and their pilots wear bomber jackets, just to give you an idea how things are different.
But now let's consider the takeover of TWA by American Airlines. Would it be a radical difference for the people who work for those airlines to be brought into one company under one roof?
Well, it will be quite a change. The employees at TWA have been somewhat besieged over the last number of years. That airline has not made a profit for the last 12 years. On the other hand, there has been a fair amount of foment between the employees and their employers at American Airlines. We've known the pilots have had lots of problems. The flight attendants are still unhappy about lots of things. So as we now try to merge these two groups together, it perhaps could add to the foment and the problems that exist for the employee groups and management.
As you mentioned earlier, an airline executive confirmed to you that most people don't pick one airline over the other because of the snack. Why do people fly one airline as opposed to the other, by and large?
Well, what we've discovered is there are three primary factors in which people select airlines, and that's price, schedule, and frequent flyer relationship. And the position of each of those moves not only by different passenger, but by each different trip they take. For example, as a business person might have to get to a meeting in Chicago by a certain time, and they're primarily concerned about schedule. Price is not a big issue, but if two airlines are flying around the same time at the same price, the one that they're collecting their frequent flyer miles would be sort of the tiebreaker. However, when that same passenger is going on vacation with the family down to Disney World, price does come into consideration.
But is there a phenomenon of brand loyalty to airlines?
No, that brand loyalty usually shows up in the frequent flyer relationships, and that's why they're such successful programs.
But otherwise, to most of us, most of the time, we're flying a generic airline.
Absolutely.
Well, David Stempler, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Good to be with you.
David Stempler is the president of the Air Travelers Association. He spoke to us from Potomac, Maryland.